A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Friday, May 26th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stubbe.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about political violence ahead of the 2018 elections.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 6065 and 15460 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com, and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about inter and intra-party political violence.
Political tensions are reaching boiling point, with some areas such as Uzumba and Mbare being allegedly declared no-go zones by ruling ZANU-PF supporters. Incidents of political violence are on the rise in Zimbabwe, but ZANU-PF has shot down opposition charges that is, it is promoting political violence, instead accusing the opposition of presenting what are called alternative facts, as they have nothing to offer the electorate.
Political analysts say violence has been woven through the intricate fabric of Zimbabwe's political history in various forms, which include murder, beatings, rape, death threats, abductions, arbitrary arrests, torture, forced displacement, property damage, harassment, intimidation, and terrorization. It has been used as a weapon of choice by the governments in power since the declaration of the independence in 1965, unilateral, that is, declaration of independence in 1965, and through to post-independent Zimbabwe as a measure to ensure a retention of power at all costs. Gibbs.
Now, if you wish to join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. And don't forget that we're live streaming on VOA Studio 7, VOA Ndebele, and VOA Shona. I'll repeat that again. VOA Studio 7, VOA Shona, and VOA Ndebele. Yeah, what's the name of the name? Yes, I'm going to talk to you about the name of the kulesikhathi lapho ke abantu asebetshelwa ukuthi hayi lapha lingangena ngale endaweni nje lingangeni sizwa ke ababandla le MDCT besithi sibevalelo ukuthi beyindaweni esinjengo Uzumba kuze buya lembare so kungabe kunjani lapha elikhona khona ngapha ngemakhaya kambe liyavunyelwa yini ukuthi likhankasele ukhetho olubuyayo siyakwazi ukuthi ukhetho luyabuya 2018 blessing. So ungazani sokuchisa vwetu.
Honguka hama wadiwa nasi tida kuti tinge tichi tarisa nezwe nyaya ye mirijonga. Irukunzi nevamwe inenge ya kutanga uye ya tokomba munezi mwenjimbo. Zagaita se kuna nambare uko kuna na Uzumba, kuna na Mafingo, kune nyaya oze kuti vanu watanga nyaya ze kurgui sana. Sarudzo, zisati za itkwa. Nekudaro tida kunzi kuti kunjimbo kwenyuo imi kwa ka mirasei. Gibbs, I think... We have an allegations first from the opposition MDC that ZANU-PF MP for Uzumba, that is Honorable Simba Neushe, Simba Mudarikwa, was actually threatening their supporters and saying that that particular area in Mashonaland East is a no-go area for the opposition and they cannot campaign there. A charge that Honorable Mdarikwa disputed, and he had an interview shortly before we came on air with our reporter, Jonga Kandemiri. Let's take a listen to what he had to say about those allegations. That is one of the people who is fanning political violence.
It's a very simple and straightforward statement that from 1980, opposition parties in UMP, we have had elections, and actually the vote they receive is far less than the spoiled total that we get in the constituency. So they're not telling their vote. It actually may be a result of a spoiled vote by mistake. That is number one. Number two, issue of violence is not there. AMDC are the nation's of violence. They assaulted Honorable Elton Mangoma, who was their national executive member and living with a disability, and they were 200 meters away from a central police station. But they continued with that action unabated.
But what they are saying, Honorable Mudarikwa, is that your statement may be misinterpreted by some in your party to mean that no opposition member should be allowed in Uzumba.
No. They've held several meetings in Uzumba. Why should people go and listen to them? Because they encourage sanctions. They, at one time, they wanted Zimbabwe to be switched off. And, you know, people have no time for them. People come to our meetings because we talk of command farming. We have the results, we have the harvest, small grains harvest. Now we are having all these traditional rituals where people are celebrating, where we are remembering all our foreign heroes. And this is a great success. Happiness is a sign of success in our society.
That there is Uzumba MP, Simba Mudarikwa, responding to allegations that he's promoting violence in his constituency. Mm-hmm. And to balance that, we have invited MDCT spokesperson, Mr. Obed Gutu, to respond to what Mr. Mudarikwa said there, that it's not true. It's that just that the opposition has no support at all in that particular constituency, and also that the opposition has nothing to offer. Mr. Gutu?
Yes, thank you. Thank you. Thank you, blessing. Thank you. Thank you, listeners. Thank you, Zimbabwe, for listening. I was just listening to Honorable Simbaneo Tamudarikwa's comments there about what he said. He was trying really to be desperate to clarify the very threatening remarks that he uttered on Tuesday at the handover ceremony of an irrigation scheme in his constituency in Uzumba district of Mashonaland East Province. I'm sure Honorable Mudarikwa will be the first person to admit that Mashonaland East Province in general and the Uzumba constituency in particular are outposts of politically motivated violence, dating back to the year 2000, in June 2000, when the MDC came onto the scene with a bang and started to participate in national elections in Zimbabwe. It is a recorded fact in the political annals, in the history of Zimbabwe, the annals of history of the political history of Zimbabwe, that Uzumba, together with what was then Maramba Pfungwe, it used to be one constituency. I understand now they've been separated into Muzi and Pfungwe, separate constituency. But that particular corner of Mashonaland East province is notorious for politically motivated violence, where hundreds of MDC supporters and activists and other political activists who are anti the ZANU-PF regime have been murdered in cold blood. We will still remember the brutal murder of one of our senior members, whose name was Shepherd Jani, in the June 2008 presidential election runoff, that shame of an election. Many women were raped and sexually molested. Many homesteads were burned down, livestock stolen, chickens, even mangaruko and everything ransacked by ZANU-PF thugs and hooligans. So Honorable Mudarikwa should be honest enough. He's an honorable member of parliament, and he knows that in his heart of hearts, his particular constituency is actually an outpost of thuggery, an outpost of intolerance, an outpost of deep-rooted, politically motivated violence dating back to the year 2000.
Mm-hmm. But he also said that your party has nothing to offer, and he says that ZANU-PF is pleased that its policies are working, and he cited what they are calling command agriculture and saying that it has been a huge success.
For lack of a better word, to listeners, blessing, and also with due respect to Honorable Mudarikwa, that is absolute hogwash, pure nonsense. When he says that we have nothing to offer, the MDC is on record as the only party that, especially during the GNU era, managed to steer the economic ship of government. We managed to stabilize the economy. We managed to rein in inflation, which had gone into, I think, 16-digit levels during just before the formation of the GNU in February 2009, thanks to decades of ZANU-PF misrule rampant corruption and unmitigated thievery. You will be the first one to admit, Honorable Mudarikwa, that were it not for the MDC, the people of Zimbabwe would literally have starved to death. This is why we had to agree, even after walloping Mugabe and his regime in March 2008 elections, after Mugabe had unleashed an orgy of violence, an orgy of thuggery, because we are patriots, we agreed to enter into a marriage of convenience with the ZANU-PF that culminated in the formation of the inclusive government, which rescued this motherland of ours from a virtual and total collapse. So for him to say we have no policies, I think he obviously is not being entirely honest. And he has referred to something, a creature called Commander Agriculture or Commander whatever. I don't know what he's talking about. Uzumba Maramba Fungwe is one of the most underdeveloped districts in this country. I've been to Kotwa myself several times. The roads there are in a terrible mess. You can't even use the coach carriage. The people there are living in dire and extreme and gruesome poverty. And what is even more disturbing is that there is black granite in certain parts of Honorable Mudarikwa constituency. But ZANU-PF chefs, ZANU-PF political, you know, gurus actually make sure that they are the only ones who benefit from that black granite. The majority of the people in his particular constituency are some of the poorest peasants in this country. Mm-hmm. That up to this very day, they are in need of food aid. I mean, it's quite a shame.
Thank you so much. Shame. Thank you so much, Honorable Gutu. Of course, we had invited you just to give that rebuttal. And thanks for joining us. And enjoy your weekend.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Zimbabwe.
Thank you so much. Gibbs, wanzwapo vachitaura vamudarikwa navagutu vamudarikwa vari kuti vanopikisa hakuna zvavangakwanise kuita muuzumba. Vanokundwa sarudzo nekudaro ndosaka vakufamba vachitivo kurukuru wavanhu. Asi vemDC vari kuti aiwa zvagara zvichizikanwa kuti muuzumba munoitwa mhirizhonga inotyisa yekuti vanopikisa vakwanise kuti vapinde imomo vachitsvaga rutsigiro. Gibbs.
Ye, zulu rimzvine lapa ke mutarikwa mwakasi kukhuluma ke usimba esiti hei ukanyazani MDC ekhulumayo yazikhulumela kufunayo. Kuzobuya ke lo Obert Gudu uti hayi vantu ilo kuzeizana upfu siyayazi yavimba. So ke akuchuti silovani lovani.
Of course, we have our in-studio guest.
And that is Mr. Mary Dube. Mr. Mary Dube is a civic society leader. Based in Matabeleland. How are you?
Thank you so much, Gibbs. I'm good. How are you doing?
No, we're good, man. Listen.
Now, Meli, you heard what these two gentlemen said about political violence. Their elections are next year. Tensions are on the rise. Does this surprise you?
Yeah, for anyone who knows or who has been following the politics of Zimbabwe, and for anyone who knows the politics of desperation of a quasi-dictatorship like ZANU-PF knows that this is what to expect from them. It is so disappointing that they've, you know, they've put earplugs. They are not prepared to listen to anyone. And they've turned their hearts into stones or something. They don't feel the pain that other people feel whenever they meet out violence on them. But to the opposition and to everyone else, all opposition parties combined and all Zimbabweans know definitely that this is what to expect from ZANU-PF whenever they are pushed or whenever there's an election coming up because of their desperation to remain in power. We know that they've a very dirty history. They are so desperate to hold on to power such that they will do anything and everything within their powers and even other powers that they can summon to their friends, to their dark friends from different parts of the world. So I think the whole idea is to explore ways in which the opposition can try and, you know, deal with that conundrum because that's where they found themselves in. But they cannot afford to complain without finding ways of piling pressure on ZANU-PF, either from external or also internally.
Thank you, Meli.
Kodwa ngasibona ke sikhangela sicubungela sibili ukuthi kuhamba njani. Uya kubona ukuthi kuyangaphi ngamafishane sibili. Akusoze kube lo dlakelo olunzima olandelayo ngamafishane sibili.
I think into esiyinanzelela ukuthi izani yatshintsha-tshintsha iyatshintsha amabala njengonwabo yabona izani iyakhangela ukuthi konkhona ifuqwe kanganani and yona iresponda ngendlela efuqwe ngayo. I-opposition ingangena kakhulu emakhaya ingene izanu izizwe engathiwa iyalahlekelwa lusekelo kwezinye indawo izafuqa layo ngamandla and itshaya abantu ibabulale and that's one of the signs, unfortunately, yisign yokuthi i-opposition iyasebenza vele indlela izanu efuqa ngayo back kumbe indlela izanu elwisa ngayo yiyo isign yokuthi kuyasetshenzwa kumba kusetshenzwa. It's unfortunate ukuthi isign yakhona is that negative.
Mm-hmm.
But ngibona engathiwa kusiya phambili lapha ngoba izanu icabanga ukuthi kumele ibambelele embusweni isadila lento zayo zokuthi ngubani ozathatha after umgabe and ba desperate ba swele lokuthi bangenzani.
I think we have another guest, that is Honorable Joseph Chuma, a ZANU-PF lawmaker and Central Committee member. Honorable Chuma, good evening.
Good evening, how are you?
We are doing great and thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Do you agree with those who are saying it appears ZANU-PF and ZANU-PF alone is the one responsible for this violence?
I always find it very, very interesting and at times I'm sad that a lot of people that are not in ZANU-PF want to talk on behalf of ZANU-PF and want to pretend that they know what ZANU-PF is thinking of or what ZANU-PF intends to do at any particular moment. Why don't you talk about your own organization, where you come from, and allow us, ZANU-PF people, to talk about our party because we belong to that party?
So when it comes to violence, people should not be, is that what you are saying, talking about what's happening in ZANU-PF or what?
Right. I've always been on record saying this, and I'll say it again, and I'm not tired to say it, that I sit in the Central Committee of ZANU-PF, and our chairperson for all our sessions is none other than our president and the first secretary of ZANU-PF, Comrade Arachim Gabe, who has always been very clear about the issue of violence. And his notion has always been no to violence, zero tolerance to violence. If anybody perpetrates violence, it must be understood and known that they are doing it on their own accord. Because, unfortunately, we do have some selfish people who would want to go into positions of power by hook or crook. But now, let us separate that and not make it a ZANU-PF policy or a ZANU-PF to say ZANU-PF is an administrator of violence upon the because I see that body which is always saying no to violence. The leader of the party is saying no to violence. And then now, if you have a SATCAM who decides to go out there, be it a member of ZANU-PF or any other party, that person must be singled out and put there, out there, for them to be able to know that they should be answerable for their actions alone, not as the party, because the party has not sanctioned such a move from anybody, be it the political members, central committee members, single provincial members, or district members. The party has not sanctioned violence, and it will never sanction violence, because when it's violence, okay, you must remember, it can happen to anybody. It can happen to me, to my relatives. And so a mad person only can be seen to want to actually encourage and want to rule by violence. Because even the Bible says, if you rule by the sword, you shall die by the sword. So these people that do these things must be taken out and eliminated from society and put down there out there. Whether they belong to ZANU-PF or MDC or ZAPO or any other party. We do not want violence, single and clear.
Meli, do you want to respond?
I think Honorable Chuma, you are choosing to, you know, to pay attention to issues that you like most. And unfortunately, most of us have a very long memory. We have it in good memory that your president has said before that we have decreased in violence. That statement alone, you know, not even with, I mean, mentioning other latest developments where in Bulawayo someone was knifed just a few days back, and there is violence within your party, there is violence outside your party, and your president has declared that he has decreased in violence. He has even threatened Kukura Wundi on war veterans. It's on record. He has been saying that, and he has said that. And I don't know why anyone, especially an honorable, would want to select their facts, you know. And I don't know if you'll be willing to take your president out there, because you said everyone who instigates violence should be taken out there. So if the president says that he has a degree in violence, are you saying that he should also be taken out there? If you're willing to take him, then be my guest. I would love that. I think Zimbabweans would love that, because we need to face violence head on. And it is on record that your party has instigated violence. I am not in Uzumba to know who did what, but from what I'm getting, it's that your party has been on the offensive.
Yes, it's a good one. So he's saying that ZANU-PF still has got that kind of sting, you know, so people should not deceive themselves and think that ZANU-PF is gone. It's still there, and it's urging Mrs. Mchuru and Mr. Tsvangirai to get together and find a way of, you know, beating ZANU-PF in the forthcoming elections.
And there's an alert that we are just receiving from the Zimbabwe Peace Project, which monitors political violence, and they are saying the ZANU-PF primary elections are reported to have been finally held after serious factional skirmishes as well as political intolerance spearheaded by ZANU-PF youths. It is alleged that a day prior to the primary elections, a number of youths who had been paid to carry out campaigns on behalf of candidates clashed near the Sino-Zimbabwe Cement Company in Chiwundura constituency. It is reported an MDCT youth, Ashley Muduchwa, was met in the crossfire and left seriously injured after he was attacked by the same ZANU-PF youths. Muduchwa is reported to have been stabbed by the ZANU-PF youths at Gambiza Business Center on 21 May for reasons that are still unclear but believed to have been political. Details emerging are that ZANU-PF youths were campaigning for the primary elections. The incident that saw Muduchwa being stabbed was reported to the police, but no arrests have been made to date. Before we go back to Mr. Chuma, regatori mwemteriri vankosi vari kuboswana makadi. Vankosi?
Yes, baba, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila, kunjani?
Hayi, sine kuthi kunjani wena? Nami siyazama ukukhuluma.
Yes, sengumfundisile into angakwanisiyo ukuthi
umfundisi umthaya ungamncengi.
Ah, mina ngiyakhuluma nje, ngiyakhuluma.
Ya, uyazama silu blessing, ufuna ukukhamba manga. So, baba Nkosi, nathi udaba lapha ke uyazwela lapha abantu bayakhuluma. Sibili, uyinciphisa indaba yakho ngoba abantu abaningi bafuna ukungena. So, uphosela kho baba.
Yeah, the problem is like sometimes these people that you call on the studio to come and talk, especially from the ZANU-PF side, they don't know what they drink and what they smoke during the day, because this normally happens in the evening. It's very surprising that they haven't lost their tendency of denying everything which is obvious all the time. Even during the Kukura Wundi, they refuse that people are being killed in Matabele. The next day, they wake up in the morning, they say it was a moment of madness. All of them refuse. And as it is now, the very same guy that you are talking to, yabona umntwana ungamfundisa ukuthi kuse, uzakhuluma ukuthi fuse. Ungamfundisa ukuthi abingelele, uzafundisa ukubingelela. Abe umntwana olengqondo. All these people abezanu-PF, they've been taught that kind of language. They should deny everything. No man allowed to cut this. If you tell him that tomorrow is Saturday, he will tell you no, it's Monday. You don't even know exactly what they want. Now I think it is the high time. Let us not fight these ZANU-PF thugs and thieves alone. We need to call upon the African Union, which is also a group of thieves and thugs that are failing to put Africa in a good corner. We need to call upon them. They sit down with this very brutal ZANU-PF to come and make sure that there will be no violence during the election. I think it's high time now that these African leaders stop protecting each other. Because it's like they are protecting that ZANU-PF, benefiting out of the fall of Zimbabwe. We are benefiting out of our skills when we are outside. We have built all these countries with our own energy. Now when we come back home, we are almost finished doing nothing. We can't even do anything, not even to push a wheelbarrow. And ZANU-PF, they are busy looting. The opposition parties must try to engage the African Union as much as possible so that at the end of the day, we get into a situation that these elections should be monitored. No one can tell that they can hide behind the curtain of sovereignty government, that the sovereign state, we cannot be told what to do. That is absolutely nonsense. It's absolutely nonsense.
Yes. Yeah, so 10 seconds, Nyakunika. 10 seconds. 10 seconds.
Being blessed at kitchen over Christmas. No, man. That man must not come to the studio because he's confusing almost everybody every now and then. You must not call people who are destructive into the studio. Call people who've got constructive ideas that can put better ideas on the table to discuss. Not someone who denies that people are being beaten when everything is happening, almost everything. That's nonsense.
Yes, I want to call you. You want to talk to us about Nomzana and Yahuza Sibili. Sibili says, no, some people that you call at times into the studio, they always tell some alternative facts, you know. He says they deliberately lie. So, according to him, don't invite such people. But as we always say, this is a public forum for everybody. Even if you come here...
We don't have to agree.
Yeah, we don't have to agree. But you can't lie openly. I mean, that can be something else. So, anyway... Let's go to the next one.
Of course, what we want is to bring dialogue. People might not agree.
Yes.
Violence is what is bad. So we invite everyone, you know,
to come
and we share ideas and we try to come up to come with a way forward.
Certainly.
That does not include the issue of violence. So people must be tolerant, you see, even if you... don't agree with someone's views, you know, that's his views.
You have to live with it.
That's democracy.
Yeah.
You know. Let's go to Honorable Chuma. Honorable Chuma?
Yes.
You heard what some of the callers are saying. They are saying that you cannot deny that there is political violence.
I think that maybe some of our fellow listeners do not listen carefully. When they actually ever speaking, they listen selectively. At no point did I say that there is no violence. I never said that. The violence, yes, does okay. We have read about it. And therefore, it is something that is there. But all I said was that do not then attribute it to my party, ZANU-PF, because it's not a policy within our party.
I sit in the highest decision-making body in that party outside Congress. Mm-hmm. And we have never sat down and agreed to say, right, comrades, let's go and be as violent as possible. Mm-hmm. We have never done that. Mm-hmm. Right? So it is very clear for that time that if this violence happens,
we are losing you, Honorable Chuma.
I hear you now.
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear.
All right, I was saying that what is simple and sexual is that when these campaigns happen, they happen constituency by constituency. Mm-hmm. Therefore, where there is violence in that particular constituency, let us zero in on that constituency and zero in on the individuals in that constituency and see their conduct, how they do it. I have campaigned several times in my constituency, and I have actually been meeting and sharing notes with opposition candidates without any incident at all. And so that is my particular constituency. I've never had to be violent for any given reason. And I believe that this can cascade to every other corner of the country if we begin to know that in this century and time, there is no need to coerce people to go and vote for you. Your deeds and your good deeds are the ones that will make people want to vote for you. That is why I can tell you confidently that in Bulawayo, where it has always been dominated by NDC, I am very confident that come next election, I will actually win resoundingly without any violence at all because of what I do with the people. I stay with the people. I am with the people, and I'm working with the people, through the people. So that is what I am trying to bring to this board here, to say, let us not say that violence is being caused by that, because it's not. I am a Zanu-PF member, and I have never had to carry out violence myself. So that individual who is doing that, let us zero in on that person, and then we take it from there. Let the person be answerable for their action. Then we take it from there. Then we will begin to solve this thing. But every time if we try and put an umbrella, check off a statement of violence, we are missing the point there, ladies and gentlemen. If we are going to solve this thing, let's be very sincere about it, which then calls for us to say, Gibbs Dube has been violent in his campaign, in his constituency, in Zaraiban. So Gibbs Dube, tell us, why are you doing this? And here is the evidence. And then we take it from there. Then you discover that we will begin to solve this issue of violence. But as long as we just put an umbrella, a blanket statement, then we are doing nothing like this. That's the only truth, and that's how I see it.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure in that constituency there will be more spoiled papers than votes for Mr. Dube.
So I need to put a disclaimer that wherever I'll be campaigning, it will be very free and fair. So Mr. Dube, can you react to what Mr. Chuma is saying? You know, he's saying his party is just not, you know, into this violent thing. So at the end of the day, these are assumptions that are being made by people, you know. Mm. So he says, let's peg this on facts. You know?
Yeah, but can I just ask him a question? Yes. Chuma, can you tell me, I asked you a question, I put an issue on the table that the president of the country, who is also the president of your party, is on record saying, ukuthi iZANU-PF ila ma degrees in violence. Do you remember that? I know ukuthi le memory eshap uyakhumbula. Do you remember? Just say yes or no, then I'll tell you what I think.
Do you want me to answer you first?
Hayi pongoti yebo kumbe hayi.
Yes, I remember.
Okay, right. Wake wahamba inomgabe through a disciplinary process. Did you take the president to task about his instigation of violence? Because if violence is instigated at that level, and also if you have military persons declaring that they are members of ZANU-PF and they are not prepared to salute an opposition leader, even if they win elections, so how are they going to stop them from winning the election? It speaks volumes. So have those people been taken to task by your party, especially the president, who is a member of your party and the flag bearer of your party?
Can I answer you there before we go further? Mm-hmm. I'll answer you by
take new that across our borders here in South Africa. When Julius Malema, the leader of EFF, said, I am going to die for Zuma, he has come out on social media explaining exactly the figurative of that statement and say, I'm going to die for Zuma. And now, you people, you actually surprise me. At one point, we want to all pretend that we know this language called English so well, and its idioms and its whatever you want to call those things, figurative speeches and stuff like that. Now, when the president says that, he must put it in the context of what he was talking about when he actually says that kind of statement. And then you will know that it then does not necessarily want to make you press a panic button and say, by the way,
I must laugh at that one.
A violent president. No. When somebody says something, look at the context and the moment that thing is being said, and then relate it to what they have said. Then you will discover.
Can you remind us of the context?
Can
you remind us of the context? What Wagu Hambanjani and why did he say that and what did he mean? And what ZANU-PF right. did afterwards?
Right. If I may remind you, that was the moment when I can't remember the name of that MDC youth leader by then, who came out, God bless him, saying that he was coming, head on to. To be violent against the government, and he was saying that he was going to come straight to take over by violence. Then that's when the president said, no. He is still a very young man when it comes to some issues of violence. I mean, young men, we have got to do the violence. So it was a single matter saying, no, don't even try to talk about violence. Remember, this is a revolutionary party that went through a war, a perpetual struggle, to liberate the country. So we know these tactics. Don't tell us about you trying to gorilla your way to the state house. So that was the context then. And that's how it should be looked at retrospectively. We were talking of a particular incident where somebody was threatening violence to say, we're coming violently, we're going to hit you, we're going to kill you, we're going to move into the state house by force and stuff like that. So that was that moment, and it was said in that moment, and then in that particular context as well.
Mm. And how about the army? I think Mel also raised something about the army. They said that, the president is a straight jacket and they were not going to salute anyone who is not a liberation war hero. Is that figurative or that was really direct?
Right. If I may all remind you, when we had the government of national unity and Mr. Tsvangirai was then made prime minister, was not being saluted by those same generals.
Most of them were not, apparently. Even the police band was at times when he was presiding over something, they simply did not turn up.
No. They would turn up when they had to turn up. And whenever they met him, they would diligently salute him. I was there, I saw it. I saw all those people saluting Tsvangirai when they had to salute him. So at times when people say things, they say them in that moment and in that context and on that particular time, and it goes. But then when duty calls, duty then detects how he actually going to move. And besides, if Tsvangirai had to win, do you think he would be still keeping those same generals anyway? Yes, if he wins, he's got the power to change all the structures of the army, the police, the intelligence organizations and stuff like that. He can put his own people. So why must he be worried about people that he can simply retire when he gets into power? It's simple matters.
But are those, Honorable Chuma, are those ZANU-PF generals that he can just come in and say, or they should stay neutral and continue even if there's an opposition leader?
That's why I'm saying they might be neutral, they might not be neutral. That's some of his choice, my brother. I will tell you something. The moment you want to run away from a simple fact that everybody somehow, somewhere is politicized, then we are not being real. Because remember, these generals are the same generals who went to the liberation struggle as an arm of ZANU, which was the ZANU side, or ZAPU, which was the Zebra side. So you to try and divorce them from the system now, we are just lying to each other. Let's be truthful and factual here. Mm-hmm. People are some are going to be aligned to a certain party. But while they carry out their duties, yes, they must be neutral, they must observe the constitution of Zimbabwe first and foremost,
and carry out their duties diligently as they saw to the oath of that office, and the civil servant. Then what they do with their lives after our working hours, it is up to them, honestly. And that's the honest truth, even wherever you go to, be it America or way, that's how things are going to stand. Somebody is going to align some.
Of course, though it's not true to say that, you know, once you're in Zandla or Zipra, you always support ZANU-PF. I think that's why the Dabengwas and the Mujurus are not in the party, and even the war veterans, the Mchangwas, were kicked out. But let's go to a caller. Tinawa, I think Nkosi Vargus, kunenge uBotswana, kumakadi?
Nkosi Mtete.
Kune mumwe, ndi Ntosi wat Makadi, Vargus South Africa.
Yebo, Makadi.
Is there any runs on?
Ntoli.
Ntoli.
Yebo.
Munokulu magana wati minuta orashon.
Wonke zwese, I can speak in dogo nokuta orashon. English is short and the way I can speak whatever he wants me to speak.
Chaisi tuto. Taurai jesi, zaburuda.
Raisi mkoma Zulu. Nduna uti ndi mbota orane shona. Nduna uti ba wanwezari wambo ziwa uti pana hapa munu. Wabaru kushandisa. Muna agaba joina. Hapana chano di ni chano ziwa nonzi chuma. Aga kwila chitima paroti. Chuma munu arungo shandiswa kuti adonze oba mwevani. Wangaba basipo mwevani. Varibu saiti kwake. Like zwakaika Jonathan Mwe. Aga zorora. Andi Jonathan Mwe aga zorora manja achata uli. Izo zikwaba na chuma. Kwa imbo vene muma iwe kumbembisi. Aga zingo futi. Aga mwura isa mama. Izo zikwaba na chuma. Every time ZANU-PF in a strategy. Kaya chuma aga zorora. He wasn't there since it took Tanga Kumunza Goreli no Rapera, Ungo Tanga Kumunza Pinda, is this. I would touch Gazake, Echishanda, Nebutaura Zin. He doesn't listen more. He speaks more than he listens. And I tell him every time he's on the table, he's up. Anonga Pinduri Mivunzo, Anongo Taura Chete, because he wants to be head, Nema Shepsa Devuti, he's trying to preach his anti.
As Antoli. Antoli. Pamwe yeah. Wakapindura hawa chuma zwa musiri kuirana nazvo mungati havana kupindura here.
Aiwa, zvese ndikuzvinza mukoma, ndikuzvinza. Izvezvi mivhunzo yavari kuvhunza kana mukoma vari kwepapa. Is even asking the same one kuti imbopindura kuti yes or no. He continues, he wants to explain instead of saying no. Every time that's what he does. We listen to him always. So isu tinomuziva, he joined ZANU-PF kuti amobilize vanhu. But he's not a ZANU-PF. Muna aga joina kuti ajewo akangonzi anombore. But otherwise, takutarisa justice is not a ZANU-PF man. Muna akango joina. Saka tongo buda kwa hari. Toenda pa nyaye violence. Nyaye violence mkomo. Zimbabwe haisi nika yonzi pane nzimbo yonzi alupatwa. Akutsikwe. Pan zimbo yoyine ndi akaita sei. Mugabe has been saying it. President wa chuma. Aga taura kuti. ZANU-PF headquarters, agati kuma wo veterans, munoziva zviya zvakaitwa vamwe venyu. Vamwe vacho vari kutaura, ndichuma vacho nehama dzachuma, vari kutaura vacho izvozvo, vakaurayiwa. Zvanzi muchiri kutondera. But iye he cannot complain that ipapo muparamendi kuti paya mukuru makanganisa shoko. Anongoyoredza maoko kuti yes man, yes man. That thing he said. Akadzoka futi akati makalanga haana kudzidza. He's the president of the country, the people he is ruling. Now, mumwe uyu ataura nhasi mumwe ndamunzi achitaura muradio. Ari kuti iye, MDC haina record yekuti inoitira vanhu chinhu. Iye ivo ZANU-PF ine zvokurima nezvokuita sei sei. Vanhu vacho zvavanotaura vanongozvipiya ndare vega kuti violence ishan violence. Violence yabo ndiyo vanopricha. Ivo pachavo vodzoka uko. Nerese, izvo zvavagadziri vana chuma vanopinda mugodhi. Hakunzi mapotholes. Varikufamba migodhi. Asi kana vakutaura ipapo vasvikuta masutu. Vanenge varume. Hakuna migwagwa. Isusu we are always home driving mota dzedu. Tinofamba nematire 3-3 mumota. Kuti kana tichisvika kuplawayo. Hakuna migwagwa. What is he preaching ipapo? Kuti ZANU-PF. Ari kuramba achida. Saka nchiti ZANU-PF vakafirwa mate vanhu vachona vese kubvare kune mukuru. Sadly, president pachake Mugabe haacharuli nyika. Iye, kwava nevanhu vanoda kuzadza matumbu avo.
Avantuli.
Matumbu avo.
Avantuli.
Matumbu.
tinotenda zvikuru regai titore vamwe nekuti vanhu vakawanda vanenge vari kufona asi tinotenda zvikuru
okay ndimbopedzisa ipapo
allright 10 seconds pedzisa itins
kuti president inini izvozvi vamugabe ndingatomuti pachake ini ndomubudisa izvozvi isusu taakurwana naivo yegenha yavo yavana chuma yakapinda manje manje nema4 years iri kuda kumbozvadzawo matumba ayo hakuna mumwe mugabe izvozvi ana anongopinda zvake kunogara anotaura kunzi baba rambai muripo sorry,
time in
yandatora. I was supposed to speak in the again. Aiwa, tino... Ndada kuti mashona mboziva kuti munhu wavo wanotashandisa. Tino
muziva. Tataura wekumbembe tinotenda zvikuru. Regai titore vamwe vateereri.
Nyabonga baba, nyabonga kakuru.
Puti shure. Yeah, nyuzira kuri Ntuli. Thank you, baba. Sibongile, ne?
Nyabonga, vaputi. Vaputi, vaputi,
Yes, don't foot up a common is Lovin, Gunjan. Yes, Love.
Yeah,
Putin.
I feel
Kulumasi.
It's in the nature like it. That's a Kuluman. I want to wear hand. Let's cut the wound down his card. Ngoba alikho iqiniso abazolihlupha noma abazolivuma. Bazohlala lokho bephikisa njalo noma into beyidekile ngenxa yokuthi bazidefenda bona nithi. Ngokuzidefenda lokho abakwenzayo. And ama-opposition party noma engakhuluma ethini noma singakhuluma sithini thina esiphansi. There's nothing engenziwa lapha eZimbabwe. La bantu bazidefenda, abona umuntu umezidefenda. Yes, defend. I don't know. As long as defend, there is a slogan. Just defend until we have suge lenders begin a buyo. Yinders of men of Uti at all of Kulia. Generalist party, which you may have an actor, but Avatavan Banaba Pezum, Banamakala, very finally never defend.
Their
tanda as candy Uzova defend.
Yes,
ngicabanga ukuthi mina i-opposition party lesinayo lapha ekhaya yaqala on the wrong way. Ayizange ibheke ukuthi ipolitiki yaseZimbabwe fanele ukuthi ihambe kanjani ukuze ekwazi ukuthandwa ngamasosha, ekwazi ukuthandwa ngama-veteran. Bemboni njengomuntu ongabaprotector noma ongabaphatha kathi mali esephele. So uma sebembhekile indlela yaqala ngakhona bona bambona njengesitha angeke vele bayivume
kodwa-ke angatholakala njalo ama-overtures ukuthi kulungiswe ngamafutshane 10 seconds baba khathesi
ngicabanga ukuthi vele imisteki ebutani into engenzakale ukuthi ama-leaders ama-opposition party ahlale phansi akhulume the new politics hhayi le abayikhulumayo
suqedile
mnumzaangakhuluma the new politics bekwazi ngoba ipolitics ukushintsha umuntu umqondo ukuthi acabange njengawe. Hayi, kufanele ukuthi babe nepolitiki leyo ezoshintsha ama-veterani namasosha namapolisa ukuthi becabange bembone njengomuntu ofanele leZimbabwe. And okokugcina, angiyithandi le system abakhuluma ngayo baqondana ne-economy yaseZimbabwe. Ngoba njengepolitiki umuntu ohola abantu ufanele naye ebe nelizwi lokukhupha mhlawumbe ngithi lokubiza ama-investors ukuthi bezeZimbabwe hhayi ukuthi batshele ukuthi bengazi kungani thi umuntu obusayo something ngomunye umuntu obuya outside of the country leyi mbona ngani yizizinto ezibafakela
ukuthi
izani ingabeza noma be
uhle nje wakhuluma nje ngesibongo sakho endlovu uhle wathi d siyabona
yabona baba
ye lo-ke udlovini so what Mr. Dlovu is saying is bring a new dimension to the whole political game. He says, you know, the opposition has got a problem. The way they started politics was on a wrong footing. So they need to change, maybe have some new tactics. And he calls it new politics, you know, so that you can have some kind of, you know, attraction from the side of war veterans and others. So he says, come out with something that is different. Maybe you can sell yourself to the securocrats, you can sell yourself to war veterans and other people. So that's his argument.
Maybe let's go back to Mr. Chuma, since some people were attacking him and he has the right to respond. Honorable Chuma, you heard what Ntoli said, that All you are doing is just propaganda. You are a mafikezulu in the party, Johnny, come lately. Is there any stitch of evidence?
That everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Mm-hmm. And so I will not really dwell in someone's opinion. Who doesn't even know me and how I started this game of politics. I was born and bred into the political basket of this country, my father being one of the founder members of MDP before he changed and switched to become a reverend. So I also grew up right in Telandaba, right under Joshua Gomos and Knowles, and therefore, which means that we grew up emulating him and being groomed and seeing how things should be done. And when I speak, you must also tell them that I have not come here to be representing ZANU-PF. You call me as an independent person who happens to be a legislator and a member of ZANU-PF. So they must know that I have not come here to defend ZANU-PF or to speak on behalf of ZANU-PF, but I've come here to air my views as a member of ZANU-PF and also as a member of Zimbabwean society as well. But look, I like what the previous speaker said now. I think it's Mr. Dovu, who spoke about the security card and the opposition, how they relate. And it brought me back to the question that was asked by one of the guys, I think who's the panelist there, to say why were the security people not wanting to salute the opposition leaders. And I must then emphasize, taking it from Mr. Lobo's point, to say, these guys came in threatening our own sovereignty. The very sovereignty that was fought for by these people who went to war without a payslip, who endured all the suffering for nothing, to only liberate Zimbabwe. Then for someone to come and say, we are going to reverse that overnight and hand over to the same guy that we actually fought to remove here. Then calls for somebody to become cold and suspective of your behavior and your intention. And so that is why the Chagrin government says, no, we cannot find a person like that who goes out there to say, bring sanctions to Zimbabwe. Do not bring investment to Zimbabwe because it's going to go down the drain. Yet it's your country. What has happened to your patriotism? What has happened to your principles of Zimbabwe being your own country? Like what would happen in America? They might differ between their Democrats or Republicans or anything, but when it comes to America, they bury everything and put America first. And that is how, even in Zimbabwe, it should have been done. If Tsvangirai and all of them had come and say, no, Zimbabweans, let's bring investment, and then we are going to tell the people that we brought this investment, then the people are going to vote because they've seen that me and Tsvangirai have brought this to better their lives. Then we're talking a different story now. Mm. But when you talk about somebody who's saying, no, close everything first, bring Zimbabwe down to its knees, and eventually to its belly, and then it's just down Remuta. Oh, Remuta, how? You see? So this is where the bone of contention then comes in. This is where then somebody who said, no, I cannot respect such a person. I cannot salute such a person. Who wants to reverse what we were fighting for? We fought for land. And the land has come now. You are saying, no, we give it back to the white man just like that. And then that becomes a no-no. Then you reach that point where you are probably not going to understand each other. And hence the statement by Mr. Lovo that maybe their rules of engagement were probably showered with a lot of uncertainty and a lot of selling out to the very same colonizers that we fought to bring out in this country. So that's how, that's how we should take it from.
Mm-hmm. We want Mr. Dube to come in there and respond. You...
Yeah.
Heard what he said.
Thank you. Yeah, I think Chuma is coming around because at least Gachong Uti, ZANU-PF does not mete out violence on Abantu. And now he's coming around saying that there are fears which are basically driving them to behave the way they are doing. So he's not denying that they are behaving the way they've been accused of behaving in a way, because, you know, if violence lay velela from their fears that by a Saba, you know, when they move out of power, then there will be problems. But we know, let's step back a little bit and look at different countries. Let's look at Chile. Let's look at Nigeria. Let's look at Myanmar, countries that have been under, you know, military regimes, military juntas, you know, running those countries. But those countries have come around now. There is a lot of progress in Myanmar, who were under a military junta for about 30 years, 30+ years. Abantu abathi just 8 years into independence bachayi coup, and then they run the country. Kunga electwa opposition leader ba reject ama results betha siwafuni. Electi umuntu wawina betha siwafuni, you know, and jail people for years and years in prison. You go to Nigeria, you know, one coup after the other. You know what Sani Abacha did, you know. You go to Chile, you know what the military junta there did, and you know, killing people and so forth. But as Kangeleni, a collusion between the civilian leadership and the military leadership in ZANU-PF, even dating back to the liberation struggle, Chuma came up very well where he was saying, you know, we learned these violent tactics from the war, and they have not let go. This is still their way of life, and they think that's the way of resolving conflict. And they think, therefore, e civilian leadership, iyathatha advantage and spin izinto around and start labeling the opposition. I'm not here to defend the opposition, by the way. I don't think I'm capable of doing that, and I can't speak on their behalf. But what I know about Zimbabwe and that I've seen is that, of course, there might be weaknesses, but there are also multiple weaknesses within the way ZANU-PF operates, because they've entitled themselves ukuthi bona yibo is sovereignty. They are Zimbabwe themselves. So whenever other Zimbabweans want to take over power or want to be elected into positions of authority, they meet out violence. It's not only fear yokuthi konkona what will happen to them, but it's also fear yokuthi what will happen to their wealth that they've been gathering. And some of the wealth, we know that it has not been gathered in a very clear manner, in a very accountable and transparent manner. So they are thinking about ukuthi indlelalakiyo, my businesses, my money, my diamond and other things, gold mines and everything, what will happen to all those things? So then they turn around and say the white people will come back, they are going to come back through the opposition. So let us try and, you know, put facts on one side and falsehoods and propaganda on the other side, and how fear is peddled using what seem to be true. Because, you know, propaganda, they mix iqiniso la manga. They don't just take a manga order. Sometimes they do that, of course. But most of the time they take some truths and some falsehoods, and then they select as news in Dobas, keepers, Nibas, teen. And then they come up with a story that they tell, and then that they tell over and over again until it sounds like true, and then they act on that. So, please, violence is just not the way to go, and the military should stay out of the politics, and opposition or whosoever should be given, every Zimbabwean should be given a chance to run for office, to be elected by the people, and to do what they commit themselves to doing.
And I guess you want to be a president too, right? So I guess you've got a caller.
Yeah, we have our last caller, but like Meli is saying there, that, you know, if a leopard wants to eat its young ones, it will accuse them of smelling like goats.
Yes.
Let's go to Mkoma Philip. Mkoma Philip Magadi. I want to know if I'm at Gagand, I'm telling you,
Jesus Christ. kusikira maZimbabweans taziva chokwadi Ananias naSafira vakafa nekuda kwokureva nhema. Kusikira taziva chokwadi zvichaita kuti tizive wekushara anosolva problemu yatiinayo muZimbabwe. Chiri musaka chinozvinzwira ipapapo kana tisina bedzi kuziva kwekuenda nedambudziko redu vakomana mari panguva ino vanoti zvavharana. Nyangwe tikatsema tikaita sei, nyangwe tikaita sei, but if we will not know where to go with our problem, zvinongovharana zvakadaro.
I want to note that zvikuru Mkoma Philip. Next time tichatanga nemi. I want to know urombo tichakufonera next time totanga naMkoma Philip.
All right,
Mwana Mingwaita. We want to thank our guests this evening, Honorable Joseph Chuma. Before that, Mr. Obed Gutu, MDCT spokesperson, and also our in-studio guest, Meli Dube, a political analyst. Thanks to our viewers, our listeners, our callers, those who send messages on Facebook and WhatsApp, and of course our brilliant team behind the scenes, our producers and engineers, signing off and saying have a blessed weekend. This is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying have a lovely weekend. Bye-bye.